Hi everyone, Sanemain here. This video is brought to you by a more than generous donation from Hubert, and here's what he very briefly has to say. Enjoy, Mr. Sanemain. Keep up the good work. Well, Hubert, thank you. A lot of guys have been requesting this topic, and while I've covered it before recently, I think it's important to go over it again. People said that abortion wouldn't be banned if Roe v. Wade was rolled back, and that all it meant was that individual states could actually make up their own minds. I mentioned that it would be at least banned in the red states, and as of scripting this, Utah just banned it as well. Somewhere out there, turd-flinging monkey is probably doing his happy dance, that the first of many women's rights has been taken away. So why has this been done? What are the consequences? I think that America is finally waking up to its impending demographic winter, and is finally beginning to try and get the fertility rates up behind the scenes. The quickest solution is to ban abortion in the red states, with the hopes that their fertility rates move up beyond replacements. The hope is to get them up in the next 10 years or so. This will solve much of the problem of demographic replacement in at least the red states, and shift the balance of voter power back to the Republicans in the long run. Americans are finally getting their heads out of their asses and taking action. Canadians, on the other hand, are shoving their heads up further, allowing the demographic replacement to accelerate through immigration. Canada will probably provide more abortions paid for by taxpayers in the future. So why is America doing this now and not earlier or later? I believe this is in direct response to China restricting abortions and vasectomies as of last fall. A lot of people don't believe this will have an impact on birth rates. I guess we'll have to wait and see what happens in the next year or so. Romania banned abortions in 1966 and their fertility rate went from 2, or slightly below replacement, all the way up to 4 the following year. I don't see anything as extreme in America. But if the red states like Utah, where fertility is roughly 1.7 to 1.8, ban abortion, they can say get it up to 2.2 to 2.5. Then that means the measures have done their job. We don't need to go as far as Romania did, and if we get a quarter of the results in the red states that Romania got in the 1960s, then that's really good. Sure, many women in Utah will drive to Nevada or California, where they won't be banned. But many also won't and will opt to keep the kids. Sure, some employers like Disney World in Florida will pay for the procedure out of state, but many more will not. They're basically doing it because they don't want to pay maternity benefits. It's not virtue signaling so much as it's economics. Now that Roe v. Wade has become repealed and become real, what comes next? I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new 3-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWbooks.com and use the promo code Sanemain to get 10% off. Now available in 4 formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women getting creamed up their cooch only to get pregnant and pooched. Clown World Show. The video I made on this topic before is called Banning Abortion is Just the Beginning. It's in the description and it shows graphs and charts from Romania's fertility rates in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, when abortions were banned. Women could still leave the country and get abortions elsewhere, but the fertility rate was well above replacement all the way until the late 80s and early 90s. I'm not celebrating the end of Roe v. Wade. I just see women's cooches as collateral damage in the silent fertility war with China. America wants to remain world-class instead of taking the world's ass path that Canada has chosen to go down with Justin Castro. Women only get the right to abortion when the nation-state isn't under threat. See how quickly abortion rights can be taken away when the Chinese do the same. That's the real reason for this. Let's pray that the government gets the results it wants and that fertility rates rise above replacement for heritage American populations. If they don't, then I fear that targeting men going their own way might be next, especially considering that shaming language is not enough to get most of us back to that plantation. Getting MGTOWs into marriage would also mean censoring us online, but more importantly, looking at cutting off porn and possibly even no-fault divorce. Recently, I lost my Patreon account, and if you want to sponsor me on Subscribestar, I'd really appreciate it. I wonder what platform they're going to ban me on next. But anyway, feminism has set us free, and the state that sees its tax citizens refusing to reproduce will take whatever means necessary for its human cattle to breed. That's why my thinking is they'll go after gay marriage or adult content next. I don't agree with them doing that. I fear that each state might start policing the internet as well for content that it doesn't like. I hope you've been stocking up on your smut lately. Also, if the West starts to follow the lead of China, then there's a good possibility that vasectomies will also be banned or restricted. For the longest time, we've heard tons of conspiracy theories that the elite rulers of the West want to reduce populations. Maybe now that COVID has hit and online dating is decimating fertility rates, things are collapsing a little too quickly for them, and thus they want a reversal of fortunes. Maybe they're finally figuring out that if they lose a certain percentage of people from the backgrounds from the British Isles, Germany, France, Spain, etc., that the standard of living will collapse globally. Those are the groups that were conquerors of the New World and had colonies. They are the groups with high intelligence, and you certainly need them in order to have an orderly society. I'm used to the competence hierarchies in the West, which even with all the immigration are still much higher than in the East. Besides, the brightest people immigrate to the West from their own countries and leave mostly the bumpkins behind. For all its faults, the West still has a much better quality of life than most places. That is, unless, of course, you've been aborted. But let's get back to the topic of the abortion debate. This is actually Trump's legacy. He's pro-life, and he was the one that actually put pro-life judges in and created the situation. 10 to 20 years down the road, it might be proven to save America. Well, at least the parts in the middle of the country. I bet that the Democrats are so busy celebrating their demographic victory and a legacy where every single president going forward in 10 years would be a Democrat that they didn't see this one coming, while Chad was coming in them. Wouldn't it be crazy if because of his decision, Trump goes down as one of the greatest presidents in U.S. history? I know it's a stretch, but hindsight is often 20/20. As for Planned Parenthood, there will be layoffs. There will be relocations, and I'm sure there will be many border town abortion boom towns next to the states that ban it. It makes me wonder if the states that ban it will go after their own citizens that use services out of state. This also might have the effect of keeping the liberals out of the states like Texas, thus being unable to flip its demographics. If you can't get an abortion in Texas, the drive to New Mexico might be quite too lengthy for you. So suddenly there might be a migration back to California for leftists that want easy abortions. Maybe Gavin the Gruesome Newsom should be celebrating because less of his tax-paying population will be leaving because of this. Of course, if that happens, then it'll only further polarize the country and divide it further. Besides banning abortion, I keep seeing posts about how the government should ban porn next. Imagine what would happen to many guys going their own way if vasectomies and adult content were gone. Many guys would return to the plantation simply out of sexual frustration. Also think about how many Chads are going to get screwed for child support money if abortion rates plummet in the red states. Suddenly promiscuous sex without protection will be a very stupid thing to do. If I were smart, I'd buy the Church and Dwight Corporation stock because they sell cat litter and Trojan condoms, among many other things. They also sell pregnancy kits and have actually been up 8 times in price over the last 15 years. Clearly, this is not financial advice, and they look rather expensive with a price-to-earnings ratio of 28. Plus, their dividend payout is only 1%. But I've been looking for a cat and dog food play for a long time now. But kitty litter and condoms will probably do just as good. After the Roe vs. Wade decision, their share price shot up almost 15%. So I guess the smart money figures that condom sales will go through the roof. Right now, the market seems poised for a crash down in the fall, so I'd be extremely careful here. The winners in all of this are going to be Christians because more of them will be born, and we might see a revival to some extent in the South. I suspect the losers will be companies that built a surplus of housing in places like Texas and Tennessee, expecting liberals to move in, which many of them will probably start changing their minds and staying in their own home states. Maybe Trump was playing 3D chess while the left was playing 2D checkers. Who knows? By the time this video comes out, there might even be a map with all the states that ban abortion on in the United States. There might also be some peacefully burned down buildings, and women will complain about their rights, but many states have now chosen to give equal lefts, if you know what I mean. When I covered the abortion ban in China many months ago, the Roe vs. Wade debate wasn't even on the radar. But that's when I realized that fixing plummeting fertility rates in the West is easier than we think. And when I saw the Romanian stats from the 20th century, I knew that it was most likely the direction in the West, because it's the easiest fix. But how the state deals with men that refuse to get married and go their own way instead will be an entirely different thing. I suspect the contraception taxes will go up first to discourage guys from using them. then maybe counseling before you get the vasectomy. I suspect we're entering a period of time when the state will do whatever it can to encourage people to breed. If not now, maybe in the next 5 to 10 years. Porn will also be hard to ban, and people will just trade it on their hard drives for many years to come. They'll just use VPNs and go to Pirate Bay if they have to. A ban won't work. Besides, who defines what adult content is and isn't? Some people say it's penetration and the hard stuff. Other people say showing 2 seconds of a boob is just too much time. Back in the 90s, people were so desperate that they would fap off the gymnasts. Others still think cleavage is indecent. I'm certainly not a conservative, but neither am I a wokester. I've been watching as the left has been trying to take away my freedom of speech. Now I fear I might actually have to watch as the right tries to take away my freedom to fap away too. Feminism and bad female behaviors freed me along with fapping material. I'm grateful for that. But imagine how many men will get wrecked if things swing to the right. I've also been pro-choice most of my life, but believe the best way to avoid abortion is to simply use birth control. It's there and it works very well. I've never had to deal with having to use the coat hanger method before, and I think people that use it are basically being very irresponsible. I also dated a woman that called herself Christian when I dated her that got preggers by the next guy after me, and she ended up getting an abortion. She wanted me to ravage her without protection with my erection. I'm glad I didn't because looking back, she was trying to trap me that way. If she did get pregnant, if I pushed her to get an abortion, then I pretty much would have seen the day fetus from 2001 A Space Odyssey that would come around and haunt all my liberal wet dreams. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Hubert for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women won't be able to smash the life growing inside of them without first booking a flight to San Francisco. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that think that the elites will let them keep all their rights and privileges while watching the population of their tax serfs and cattle dwindle away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.